Blog Talk Radio.
Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Okay, we have a great show lined up for you tonight. Mrs. Natalie Graham of ChatourShoes.com. That's ChatourShoes.com. She's going to be joining us tonight, and she's going to talk about all of the different things that are involved in purchasing high-end shoes for great prices. She's also going to speak about making it in business and the strength of buying power in the female professional world. We're having some slight difficulties here tonight, as you saw. That took us a number of seconds before you heard a live voice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a song on until she's here. The song that I'm going to choose is going to be Keep On Pushing. So get ready for this musical treat while we're waiting for our caller to be able to log back in.
I'm
All right, everybody, that was a little bit of Anthony Hamilton. I decided to throw in a little mix there for you. So you got a little bit of Keep On Pushing and then threw in some Anthony Hamilton. All right, our guest tonight is coming all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She's here to teach you guys about some things that she's doing. Natalie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
So far, so good. Let me apologize, first of all, because, you know, our show is getting so popular now that a lot of times it's just like an overload. We had over 18,000 listeners last month. We have already over 25,000, and who knows how many people are going to try to call in. They can't even, you know, measure that for us anymore. Sometimes it shows up, sometimes it doesn't. But, well, with that said, why don't you tell us a little bit about, well, before we get started, how can people reach you?
People can reach me by phone, and my direct line is 843-241-0109, or you can reach me at www.chatureshoes.com, and that's spelled S-H-O-U-T-R-E-S-H-O-E-S.
Okay, everybody, that's chatureshoes.com, and that phone number again was 843-241-0109. Okay, and I see here you'd like us to call you Natalie. Is that fine?
That's fine.
Okay, great. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, where you're from and where you're at?
Well, I'm originally from New Jersey, Hackensack, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I'm a northern woman, southern woman probably at heart. I'm in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina right now.
Okay.
And I've been here probably about 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So is the weather really nice out there in Myrtle Beach?
It's cold.
Cold? What's cold like
cold
out there? 50 degrees?
I don't know. It's colder than that. It's probably about 39 degrees right now, and it's supposed to get down to like 14 degrees tonight. So it's cold in Myrtle Beach.
Wow, that is cold. So where you? I guess you went to school, to high school and all that out there in Hackensack, and then you just went right over there to Myrtle Beach, huh?
No, I'm originally from Jersey. Graduated from Hackensack High School. This is going back some years, so I'm almost telling my age. Attended community college.
Okay.
My background is basically in accounting for over 17 years.
Oh,
I moved
wow.
to a, yeah, I'm a numbers person supposedly. I moved to Atlanta probably about maybe 6 years ago, and I stayed there about 3 years, and I moved here 3 years ago. My father was sick, and that's what brought me to this area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mhm.
Okay, before we get started here, so you given everyone a little bit about your history and where you're from, and something that we didn't know is that you had 17 years, I guess, in the accounting field, and that's almost getting ready to give away your age when people start adding up. okay, so, well, first thing I'd like to ask is, what is your passion?
My passion is shoes. I am a passionate shoe lover for shoes. I have been for so many years. And
wow.
I'm very happy right now. I'm very excited about my new business, Chatur Shoes, which is an online shoe store for women's shoes and accessories. I do carry some men's shoes as well. I've always loved shoes. I've always had a thing for shoes. And I've always wanted to open up my own boutique, but I knew that I was not, you know, financially able at this time. So this idea came about, and I took it, and I ran with it, and I created Chatur Shoes, which is an online shoe store, like I said, and I'm just very excited about it. I'm very passionate about it. I love mixing and mingling with people, and it's just things are going very, very well for me right now.
Wow, that's great. So you mentioned that you had men's shoes also.
Yes.
What type of brands do you carry for men?
Well, right now, I carry a designer called Samantha Shoes, and they are African American designers, and their brand is predominantly for women, but they do have some men's shoes as well. And sometimes I carry a Kenneth Cole and a Cole Haan. Not too many shoes because, again, my passion is for women.
Yeah, well, maybe if they're shopping, you can have a little special so that they can purchase a shoe.
I'm sorry?
I said maybe when they're on their shopping, you can have a man's shoe pop up every now and then so they could think about us.
And that's why I have some men's shoes, so that when we go shopping and we bring you a pair back, then you won't complain about all the shoes that we're buying.
Okay, so we can tell that you turned this into a workable business by using the internet. And did you partner with anyone to make this happen, or when you came up with Chateur Shoes, it was, you know, all about you and what you felt and wanted to accomplish?
Well, Chateur Shoes is independently owned by myself only. I'm partnered with a couple of different vendors as far as me getting my shoes from them. But Chateur Shoes, it's my baby.
Wow.
It's my baby.
What did you view as a challenge when you decided to start Chateur Shoes?
Well, the challenge that I found was really finding, I guess, and making sure I was offering the right type of shoes. I mean, because what I like and what other women like, you know, are two different things. And I'm still working with that. I'm always getting other people's opinions about shoes and whatnot. So I think that would be the biggest challenge to me right now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have plans on expanding Chateur Shoes, or is this something that you just want to run with right now?
Well, I have a lot going on with Chateur Shoes. I'm offering shoe parties right now. That's a really big thing, ladies, shoe parties. And I'm getting a lot of bookings for those. And shoe parties, it doesn't have to be necessarily a reason to have a shoe party. I mean, it could just be girls' night out or for any other reason. I'm offering shoe clubs now in different areas where we get together and, you know, we meet and you wear your hottest shoes and, you know, we exchange notes and I'll have some shoes and catalogs and everything like that for you as well. I'm also marketing a lot to the day spas and salons with my shoes. And I'm doing executive appointments with the executive who's too busy to shop, because a lot of people nowadays are really too busy to shop, and that's why online shopping is so, so major right now. So I'm really trying to branch out in so many different areas, and hopefully within the next 6 months or so, I'm hoping and looking forward to maybe bringing representatives from different areas aboard Chateur Shoes as well.
Wow, that's good. Now, this thing that you just mentioned about a shoe party, what's that all about? I've heard of Tupperware parties. Is it type of like the same type of format?
Well, a shoe party, it's where, you know, you get together with your friends and family, and I've set it up where we have sparkling wine, there's chocolate, there's strawberries. I have a bunch of shoes, and we're trying on shoes, and you're trying on shoes. I have it where I may have someone doing manicures and pedicures. It's a really fun kind of spa kind of treatment for women.
Oh, so it's even kind of like a spa.
Well, yes, because I've incorporated the manicures and the pedicures. And I will tell you, ladies, hosting a Chateur Shoe Party gets you free shoes. I give away things, do a prize. It's just so much fun.
I can see a lot of women deciding to go there to get their hair and nails done. Now, it's already enough for those guys out there who are getting their hair and nails done to now actually have to throw shoes into the mix.
Mm-hmm. Now, and another thing that I'm also starting to do, for brides, the bride-to-be, and you have your bridal party. I know years ago when women were getting married, you know, they were picking out the shoes a lot of times for the bridal party. And I thought it would be a good idea to really incorporate the bridal party into picking out the shoes and whatnot. So I'm really trying to market to brides as well, because I'm going to be offering bridal shoes as well.
Oh, wow, bridal shoes. So that's really kind of corner the market. Think about them taking all their bridesmaids out there and, they can go one stop. And it really makes a lot of sense about what you said about people not having time to shop, because I hardly ever have time. I mean, I'm lucky if I'm able to go into a store nowadays and really, you know, sit back and look and touch and, you know, all of those things when, it's so much easier just to click a couple of pages, see what you like. You already know your size and you just click away.
Exactly. And that's what a lot of people like about shopping online is just the convenience. You can shop at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not a Macy's. I don't close at 9 or 10 o'clock. So it just gives you that so much flexibility. You can shop in your pajamas. You can shop while you're at work, you know, if you're allowed to get on the internet. But it just gives you so much of a convenience. And with women shoppers, especially for shoes, a lot of times we look up a certain brand. And we can spend all day in the mall going from shoe store to shoe store. Where online, you know, you can look up different brands all day long, basically.
So what would you say your savings would be like? Because I know a lot of people that go shopping, you know, they don't mind paying if it's a specific brand. But, you know, let's say you've got a specific brand that I'm looking for. Will I actually save as opposed to going into the store? Or is it pretty much the same, like, you know, competitive pricing?
A lot of my shoes you will find are beneath the store prices. You will find what I call it, designer shoes for less. I offer free shipping throughout for different reasons. I offer free shipping. I offer free shipping a lot of times on orders $100 or more, so you save there as well.
Oh, wow.
But I will tell the listeners that if you do find a pair of shoes that you're looking for and I have it and you happen to see it someplace else for less, I would like you to email me and let me know, because I'd like to match that price.
Oh, now that's good. That's good. And so let's say if I found something, and you know how it is with, you know, everyone being busy, and I decided, okay, today is the 4th of July and I see these and I like them. Now I'm going to email Mrs. Graham, Natalie, as you prefer to be called, and let's say you don't get to that email for a day and a half or 2 days later. Would that still stand?
Well, when you email me, I'm going to get back to you within 24 hours or less. If you call me, I'm going to get back to you within 24 hours or less.
Okay, for those of our listeners out there who may want to do that, can you give your information and your web address one more time?
Okay. My website address is www.shoupreshoes.com, and the direct line is 843-241-0109.
Great. Now, do you have them? Let's say I wanted to buy some shoes right now for the summer. Can I find some summer shoes? Or
you can.
Okay, so if it's in the summer or the winter, I can just get whatever I want.
Well, you know, I won't always have a large selection of off-season shoes, but as a matter of fact, right now I have a lot of shoes under $20, and they are considered spring and summery shoes. So, ladies, you definitely want to check out the under $20 sales section on my site as well.
Okay. Well, I didn't even know you had savings like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the parties that they want to throw, as far as the shoe parties, is that because we have somebody that's on our chat box right now, and they're asking that question. Are they only in your state, or can it be like, let's say I'm in Chicago and I want to throw a shoe party, and is it just limited to women? Can men also throw these shoe parties?
Men certainly can. Men certainly can. And no, I do advertise on my site certain areas that I'm doing and booking shoe parties in right now, but I'm definitely willing to come to Chicago to do a party. There's, you know, certain criteria that I have, of course, for me to come out, you know, to Chicago to do that party, and we would talk about that on an individual basis. But I welcome, you know, anyone who is interested in having a party anywhere to contact me because, hey, it could be worth it for everybody. I mean, we could make it happen.
Wow, that's great. Now, that's what I'm talking about as far as expansion. Now, what would be the biggest advice that you could share with our audience that helped you the most?
Well, I like to find out. I'm a consumer first and foremost, before I'm even a business owner, and I love talking to my customers. I love getting their feedback, so I do a lot of surveys and polls, and I just love getting feedback because they're helping me to build my business to satisfy their needs. And I think that that's something that you want to do as a business owner. You have to. You have to talk to your customers, you know, you have to talk to your market and find out because they know better than almost better than you exactly what, you know, what they want, so to speak.
Wow, that's great. So you would say that just, you know, not only just go out there head first, not really pretty much knowing anything, but to actually, you know, take time to see, you know, what people like, what's out there.
Exactly. You have to do your due diligence. I mean, like, the first thing I look at with someone now is their feet. And
wow.
I can usually tell, no matter what shoes that person is wearing, what type of shoes that person would like from me. So you definitely want to do that, and I do a lot of that.
So I'm just sitting here thinking, do you have special socks or stockings that go with any other shoes, or is it just pretty much, you know, we're dealing with shoes? Do you have any accessories?
I do. I have handbags. I have designer handbags. Designer handbags, anywhere from Coach, from Prada to Fendi, 100% authentic ladies. I also have designer sunglasses, such as Gucci. And I'm getting into different hosieries, and I'll be getting involved with jewelry as well. I'm just looking for the right type of jewelry. So there's going to be a lot that Chateau Shoes is going to be offering. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. But right now you're saying that your main objective is making sure that our listeners and your customers know that they can find a great shoe at a great deal.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, one thing that we know that is your passion, is there anything else that you've done in the past or would like to share with our listeners?
Well, I am involved in real estate investing. I love the art of real estate, and I have a new organization. It's just kind of starting up right now, and it's called Women Influence in Real Estate Investing. And that's something that I'm going to be working with other women, like-minded women, and we're going to get together and put our heads together and invest in some properties and maybe some buildings and a lot of other good things. But that's a little down the line for me right now.
Okay. Well, at least it's something that you're looking for because you're, you know, right there I see you're talking about, you know, multiple streams of income, and that's something that all business owners should get into. But your passion, once again, is your shoes.
Yes, I'm a passionate shoe lover. I am a passionate shoe lover.
First start or realize, I mean, were you one of those children who, you know, they were 3 years old and you go into through your mom's closet and you have on a pair of her favorite heels? Or did it start like that? Tell us about when it first started, when you started really loving and paying attention to different types of shoes.
Well, it did start from an early age. I mean, my mother has always told me that that's all I wanted was shoes. And as I was growing into a teenager, that's all I wanted was shoes. I would buy the shoes and then find an outfit to match. So it did start for me at a very, very early age. And I was one of those, and I still am, I needed to be, you know, I needed the pocketbook and I needed the shoes, and it just needed to, you know, match or go together or something. That's just how I was as a child, and it just has stayed with me all these years.
Wow.
Mhm.
That's something else there. You mean from a child who's just all she wants is shoes. That is funny.
Mhm.
Is there anything you'd like to share with our listeners, perhaps that you haven't shared yet?
Well, I don't know if I mentioned it, but again, in a few months there will be some business opportunities, ladies, to become part of Chatur Shoes as representatives in different areas, and I think that would be very, very exciting. The shoe business, it's a fun business. It's a lot of fun. You meet so many different people, and it's a growing business, ladies. So we definitely, you know, don't want to miss the boat on this. I mean, we spent so much money buying shoes and, you know, bargain shopping and all that, but it's such a lucrative business because shoes are something that we as women are always going to buy. So I do want to let the listeners know, again, like I said, in a few months, I will be offering some business opportunities. I'll be looking for some passionate shoe lovers to come aboard.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Okay, Natalie, when you decided to start Chatur Shoes, did you have a step-by-step plan involved? Why don't you tell our listeners about, you know, when they decide to formulate a business? Because though we're talking about this specific subject, we've talked in the past, and I know a lot of different things that you have going on and just how you think and how it's just that pretty much everything that you decide to start becomes successful. So why don't you share some success tips that people should look for when they're starting any type of business, whether it be shoes, hats, cats, or bats?
I think you have to do your due diligence. That's number one. Talk to people who are already successful. Talk to people who are already establishing their business, whether or not you go into a shoe store and talk with that manager or that owner or whatever the case may be. Talk to people who are doing what you want to do.
Okay, so we're looking at number one. So get a pen and pencil ready. Talk to people who are doing what you want to do. And that's very important because that not only gives you ideas, but they can save you countless mistakes. And that's pretty much one of the reasons why we have Think Big Radio here. We're interviewing big thinkers like this so that they can let you know that there's an easier way. Learn from their mistakes, our mistakes, and you just, it's just about continuously learning. So the first thing that Natalie said was one of the best things that you can really think about when you're going to get ready to start a business. Find out from people who are already doing it or in that field what their ideas are, and if they could start over, what would they do differently? Okay, now would you like to share another?
Utilize the internet. It's just amazing the information that you can find on the internet. And just always pay attention to your competition.
Wow.
Pay attention to your competition.
Okay, that's great. And pay attention to your competition.
You know, marketing, I mean, the key to any business is marketing. And I find that I'm always reading and just reading, really, and just trying to find out and trying to think of different creative ways to market my business to others, to get my name out there.
You know, that's we think that that's very important too, especially after the first step that you mentioned is, you know, to get together a marketing budget or figure out the best ways and most inexpensive ways to market. The very first show that we had on Think Big Radio was from a marketing expert who happened to work for the Chicago Sun-Times. And it's funny that you should say that, but we really believe that it's all in your marketing and how you go about getting your name and your word out there. So just like she said, the first one, find people in your area. Second, also study, look online. Third, marketing. Realize that you need to market whatever your idea is.
Mhm. Yeah. And when I say marketing your business, don't prejudge anyone. You have to market your business. Everybody that you see, that's who you should be marketing your business to. Everybody
wow.
that you see. Every
wow.
single person that you see, you should be marketing your business to. Don't prejudge. Well, that person doesn't look like it because you never know.
Wow, you never know who they know. We're going to have a guest on in February, and it turned out that that person worked for a company where another one of our guests is going to come on from, and then they also knew one of the people who came on Think Big Radio 3 months ago and had listened to the interview. So
wow.
it's amazing how, you know, things are linked. So you definitely don't, you know, prejudge. A lot of people, you know, think that because that person might be dirty or not dressed correctly that, you know, they wouldn't have anything to offer them. But those are the exact same people who know those people in those high places.
Definitely.
What other words of advice or wisdom do you have for our listeners, Mr. Graham?
Stay true to your passion. And stay focused.
Stay true to passion and stay focused. Can you get that website and that phone number out again so that our listeners can know where to go to reach you?
I sure can. My website address is www.shoutreshoes.com. My direct line is 843-241-0109.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Okay, would you like to share anything else? Do you have any thank yous you'd like to get out? Because we're winding the show down at this point.
I just want to tell your listeners that at Chatur Shoes, we're dedicated to providing you with 100% total customer service to make your online shopping experience with us the best ever. And if you're looking to stay a step ahead of what's hot and new in the fashion industry of shoes and accessories, make Chatur Shoes your one-stop online shoe shop.
There you go, everybody. We're glad to have you on. Hopefully we'll be able to have you on again in the future. And, of course, as all of our big listeners know and our Think Big guests, whenever you have any events coming up, just send us an email and we'll post it on our calendar for all of our big listeners and guests to know what's going on in their area. Once again, you're listening to thinkbigradio.com. You just heard Natalie Graham from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, online designer, shoe connoisseur, spoke about making it in a business, the strength of buying power in the female professional world. Thanks a lot, Natalie.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we're going to end this here interview with a little song here from Yolanda Adams called Victory. Think big, everyone.
I got the victory.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone.